Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau. Made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's big show, the Olympics at home, a porn offer, and fantasy football. All coming up in just a minute.
Hey. Denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Station. Brigham All Broadcasting presents another Bob and Tom Olympic moment in history.
The year was 1948. The place, Krakow, Bulgaria. While training for the Olympics, discus thrower Hans Niederfinder came to an important conclusion. His conclusion was that unless someone invented plastic very soon, his dog would probably die trying to catch what he had mistaken for a metal frisbee.
No, no, Rex, no, boy, come back.
Hans went on to win the silver medal that year, although his toothless, brain-damaged dog, which he affectionately named Head Wound, never fully recovered.
Another Bob and Tom Olympic moment in history.
Fascinating. I love that.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, hello, Tom.
Hello.
How are
spaghetti
you?
Time.
Oh, it's spaghetti time. Coming up, we've got spaghetti in the news.
Is that right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's fun, very fun. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, not really. But spaghetti is fun, but the stories. Kind of sad, but we return to the sports desk, starring Chick McGee.
Doctors are warning people against trying out Olympic feats at home. Dr. Tim Exel at the University of Portsmouth warned, quote, "These are all elite athletes in peak physical condition, and therefore, if other people attempt to match their performance, this can result in serious injury due to not having the required flexibility for a maximum effort athletic event." He added that emulating feats that require incredible skill and control, such as pole vault, can result in catastrophic or even fatal injury if you land on your head or neck.
Sure, boy. Yeah, yeah, I tried swimming in a sewage-filled river. Not a good idea. A little dysentery.
There are a lot of people putting up little videos on TikTok and stuff trying to do like gymnastics moves and... Ah, this is funny until somebody gets hurt, like your mom would say.
Yeah. So you're not going to go after try to crush Simone's floor exercises?
God, no. I couldn't even do a round off right now, I don't think. Well, I could probably do a round off.
A round off. What, do you know what that is?
I do. It's like not quite a cartwheel.
Right.
Okay.
It's what leads up to usually a back handspring.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough. Now, it'll be interesting when breaking... Hits. When is that coming up this week?
Friday.
Okay.
Are you going to try some of those moves?
Whatever day that is here.
Is that of any popularity anymore in the United States?
Probably a little. Find out. I bet there's a lot of people that are curious. They're going to watch.
Sure, there are pockets.
Wasn't that a big thing in the 80s?
Yeah, huge. Yeah. Started, yeah.
But I mean, it came and went, I thought.
For the most part, yeah. It's, yeah.
Are there going to be doing any other Olympic tributes to... movies of the mid 80s.
What about this has gotten stuck in your craw? You have hated this since way before the Olympics started.
I mean, why not do square dancing?
It's been around longer, hasn't it? I don't know.
The race walking, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Well, just kind of run like you've got a sausage up your ass.
So someone who's trained decades in race walking won't be offended, Tom, by what you're saying.
No, it's stupid.
That looks silly. Yeah.
It is silly.
An adult website.
Either run or don't. Okay? The idea is you get from here to here as fast as you can. Not you get from here to here as fast as you can with too many rules.
Well, your knees are better.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you name one famous race walker?
No. I don't follow the sport.
Emil.
I bet no one else does either.
Emil Griffith. Gold medal in 24, 28, and 32.
Yes, you're looking forward.
1800 or 1900. Okay, sorry.
Modern day Olympics.
All right, what else you got?
An adult website has offered French pole vaulter Anthony Ammirati a porn deal. The 21-year-old went viral last week after his male member bumped into the bar and knocked it over during the Olympic pole vault event. Cam Soda has since extended. How about a website has extended the athlete a generous offer to show off his positives on camera?
Yeah.
As a lover, wait a minute. The vice president of this website says, quote, as a lover of crotch-centric activities, I'd love to offer you up to $250,000 in exchange for a 60-minute webcam show in which you show off your positives, minus the crossbar, of course.
What do you think?
My goodness.
Do they want him pole vaulting naked? Is that what he's looking for?
This will never happen. This guy should take the money. I mean, he'll put it this way. He's not going to get on a Wheaties box, okay? They're not going to give him that.
Would you take the money?
This is his only chance. This is his only chance to go pro and make some money out of.
I think it's just one of those cam sites. All he has to do is sit there in front of a Zoom, like he's on Zoom with his wiener out, and chat with people for 60 minutes and take $250,000. Of course.
Swing it around.
Yeah, why not? Hey, is this what you wanted to see?
And
that's what you want.
I question whether it's really that large anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was more of a matter of...
Yeah, just the angle and the...
And it's clearly wiener and testicles that hit. It's not just wiener. It's the whole package. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's a shower, not a grower. Maybe that's as big as it gets.
Yeah.
Well, then it's malformed.
could be malformed.
And I think interest in this will fade very quickly.
Like it already has?
Yeah, he can be on stage with the Hawk Tua girl. Is she still alive?
That's starting to get some backlash.
Social media is destroying something they created.
Right.
She got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, she did not.
Yeah, she did.
You're kidding.
I don't know if it was a joke.
Yeah, of course.
It had on to Bill be Maher a joke.
This last week.
Yeah.
Country music star Luke Combs made the losers of his fantasy football league sing with him at a concert in Cincinnati. According to reports, Mr. Combs doled out the unique punishment during the second performance in the city. He explained to the audience, lucky for me, there was a scoring issue in the last game, and my two best friends in the whole world both lost, and they both have to come out and sing in front of you guys tonight. Both men came on stage wearing blue suede shoes and sang along as the band played Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohn.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
That's a great song.
Wanted to punish somebody. He should have had Morgan Wallen come out and sing. Yeah, that's right, America. That guy sucks. Not country. Terrible.
Josh Angler's America. Specifically Morgan Wallen fans. You're entitled to your opinion, Josh.
What do you have against Morgan Wallen?
He's terrible.
I
tried giving him many chances.
I don't think I know a song of his.
You would.
I would?
Yeah. But I want to get back to punishing your fantasy football guys. I mean, that really isn't that much of a punishment, is it?
If they're terrified of being in front of people, and especially singing, that could be
just wearing blue sweater. They should make them put on dresses or something. It's a little something a little more embarrassing.
A man in a dress would be embarrassing.
Tom can't imagine anything more humiliating.
Like a man in a dress.
Okay, would you want to?
God.
At our next live event, come to introduce you doing stand up, and you want to come out in a nice frilly dress? showing your cleavage.
He really thinks this is under your.
I think I think it would be rather embarrassing. If that's what you're into, that's okay with me.
Not. It's funny.
Yeah, according to you, it's the most embarrassing thing on the planet.
No, for you, I'm guessing for Luke Combs' buddies, it might be a little embarrassing. the losers in these fantasy leagues. What was the one guy had to get breast implants?
Yeah.
For real.
No, this
for
whole,
a year. Or
this do it for
whole,
a year.
The fantasy football people should be ashamed of themselves. They have to cheer for other people's players. It's never understood it. I tried it one season.
It's for people who don't like football that much.
Awful. And
hate their wives.
Yes.
So now wait a minute.
Can we get a Venn diagram of people we've just upset here?
Mike Mark is one of them, and it's his birthday today. He's a huge fantasy player.
Is he?
Yes.
Because he's sick of his wife.
He's not sick of his wife.
You have to be to do fantasy.
He likes wearing her dresses.
I've never heard of anything so embarrassing. A man wearing a dress? What about a girl wearing a pair of pants?
They should do
that.
Fantasy football is just divorce repellent. It gets you away from each other.
If there's anyone we haven't offended, we apologize for not offending you.
I apologize for nothing. Suck it.
There you go.
I'll lift up my dress so you can
I'd like to apologize, as this chick said, to Mark Cohen for those guys. Maybe they ruined the song. I doubt it. I think Luke Combs probably nailed it. That's a great song.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better.
Where he goes,
that.
Ma'am, I am tonight. Oh, well, what a terrific song. And Luke is he can transform any song into a great song. So anyway, I'm sorry. Would that be embarrassing enough for you, chick, to have to?
Stupid.
We're getting boycotted.
He's not talking to you anymore.
The City Museum in St. Louis.
That's
Are you familiar?
I am. Yeah.
I heard only losers and men wearing dresses hang out there.
So. Well, hey, look, it's got its clientele.
They've broken another Guinness World Record. They earned the record title, the world's longest shoelace.
Is that right?
Now, is this all shoelaces tied together?
Better not be.
One big shoelace.
Or does this story even cover that fact?
Yeah, no, it's just
Let's read together, shall we?
One long shoelace, yeah.
2,729 feet long, and a mile is 5,230. Okay, half a mile long. The station KSDK,
NBC affiliate.
Whoop-de-doo said the record is especially fitting since the museum resides in the former annex of the International Shoe Company.
Oh yeah, Brown Shoe.
The shoelace
Tennessee
factory,
Williams actually worked
now located on the second floor of the museum, crafted the shoelace using antique textile machinery.
Fascinating.
I'm not sure how old the machinery is.
Ancient.
Now, what do you do with it?
You saw fit to bring this story to light.
Find a really big shoe.
What do you do with it, Tom?
I mean, if there isn't a shoe for it, essentially, right. It's just a long rope.
Yeah, string.
Now, do you know what you call the little things on the end of shoelaces?
A tip?
The plastic.
Are they tips? I don't know. What are they?
An aglet? No, that's not it. A remnant?
I think you're close. An egret?
A niblet?
Oh, I. We're close. It's something.
It's
like
an agate.
Oh, you don't know?
I think it's agate. That's my final answer.
Eyelet?
A-G-A-T-E.
But I wonder why people are calling me that from a passing car.
But first, a poem. Yeah.
They're always calling me the ends of shoelaces as I walk down the street.
Agate?
It's called an aglet.
Agate! What is it? Shut up! Aglet? What is it?
Aglet.
Aglet.
Very good.
I was closer than any of you.
Any of us agates?
Is there anyone we haven't offended
this
break?
Sorry, any of we agates.
Yeah, how did this go so wrong?
Me?
I've got a couple of thoughts.
He used to be nice.
I'm
what
a ruiner.
So,
I'm very nice.
I'm sorry, how long is the world's longest shoelace?
It is aglet.
Aglet. A-G-L-E-T.
Over 2,500 feet. I threw the story away.
But did they win or was it a tie?
No,
they...
I see. Yeah, there it is.
That's
something.
It's a waste of time.
It's on just a big spool.
Tom Ace doesn't care for it. He put his both hands up. Like, what the hell is
okay.
that?
Okay.
Okay.
I like it, and I'm proud of my St. Louis brethren.
Speaking of embarrassing things, I know this is silly, but I do this all the time where I always hide my bra.
Hide your bra.
Yes, like if I take...
And I'll tell you what, it's a bitch every morning trying to find it.
No, I'm serious.
I come in. It's a game we've had for 30 years.
Ladies know what I'm talking about. Even when you go to the doctor and you have to take all your clothes off, he's going to see you naked, basically. We put our clothes on the, you know, chair or whatever. I hide my bra. When I go to the massage there, hide my bra. At home, I hide my bra.
It's weird.
Yeah, I have kind of done that
where I, if I have a change of clothes with me, I put the boxers to where
they're the hardest
thing to find.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Interesting.
Huh.
We're just like ingrained.
I guess. I mean, even at home, which is silly, you know, but yeah. I don't know. I just thought about that yesterday. I'm like, why do I cover up my bra at home in my own house on my own dressing table?
You never put the cups over your ears and
I don't do that. Fighter pilot?
No. Oh, yeah. You don't do the one where you hold the one cup up like you're singing? Like the one headphone? No?
Like in a studio?
Ladies know what I'm talking about, I bet.
That's interesting. I never thought about that. I suppose technically...
Yeah.
Sometimes you would walk in and my friend's sister would have her bras hanging from the shower, drying, I guess.
And then
you'd steal them and make sun tea. Oh, that would be your underpants. I'm sorry. Not our brassiere. You can't get really good sun tea out of a brassiere, can you? Unless she's lactating, of course.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's British style. Wait a minute.
Sorry I brought it up now.
Do you have a basket for your laundry, or do you?
Yes, I have two. I have one in my closet and one in my bathroom.
Okay, Josh, is the floor your?
No, I have three laundry baskets. One for my whites, one for my boxers and socks, and you know.
Oh, you separate as you go. You don't separate. Laundry day.
And then I have a laundry chute where my shirts go down.
Nice.
Do you have a?
Thanks wait for saying
sign,
wait for it.
Sign in the basket saying whites only.
I thought it was going that way.
Got a huge.
Me either.
Oh, I thought he was going to concentrate on shoot.
Yeah, that's always embarrassing when I accidentally leave that sign on the bathroom door.
Oh, boy.
Today's show, we've offended, I think, everyone.
I don't want to use the we there.
I have a letter.
I'm a lawyer.
We were discussing Hurricane Debbie.
Yes.
Which is now, I guess, Tropical Storm Debbie.
A lot of rain in Savannah and Charleston today.
And we were discussing the fact that this is a true thing that when hurricanes have more serious sounding names, they tend to be taken more seriously.
Yes.
Scientists have examined.
I don't know if that's true.
I'll find the original story.
Well, you can get anything verified on the internet.
Do you think that, what if they did this? To raise money, they would allow billionaires to name hurricanes after their ex-wives.
Hurricane Melinda?
And then you get someone coming, I'll tell you what, this bitch is going to do some harm.
She's at least going to wipe out half your stuff. The only difference between her and the hurricane is the hurricane blows every now and again.
There you go.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.